Okay, I think I'm about as ready as I am going to be to call this meeting to order. Thank you all for coming out. I'm so glad you made it. This last change, I thank Batavia for all of the work. I know they spent a long time preparing for a presbytery meeting that at the last minute wasn't able to happen because of snow. So I deeply thank the Batavia Church for all of their work, and I thank Gates for, at the last minute, volunteering and saying, hey, you can have it here. So thank you very much to the Gates Church for their opening up of this space for us to meet in that was a little bit easier weather-wise for us to get here. So thank you very much. Let us begin with prayer. Gracious God, we come before you with our best laid plans, and sometimes our best laid plans don't always happen the way we expect them to. The marvels of your creation surprise us and limit us sometimes, and that's not always a bad thing to remember that we are not always in control. But amidst all of that, we thank you for your grace and your presence and for community that can gather together and make changes at the last minute and continue to do your ministry. We ask you to guide and watch over these proceedings as we live out our call to be faithful to you. Amen. All right, so we have the amended revised docket. You all have received that. Thank you. And it's, yeah, before it changes again, it's been moved. Is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. All right, we have tellers. Our tellers for today are Kevin Hershey, teaching elder, Ann Haig from Third, ruling elder, Tom Brewer from Lakeside, ruling elder, and Michelle Sumption, teaching elder from York. Can I, if there are no objections, I order these tellers. So ordered. All right. Are there any new commissioners, first-time commissioners here today? No? We're all old hats at this? All right. Are there any corresponding members that we need to enroll?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Clerk?
Okay. Val Fowler, stated clerk. Honeyoy Falls. There are four, the Reverend Lori Tiberi, the Reverend Ed Honer, the Reverend, Pat Schaefer, and the Reverend Allison Seed are the ones I know of who are here.
Hearing no objections, I will enroll, I will have the stated clerk enroll those members as corresponding members. Hearing none, so ordered. Is there anyone that we need to grant privilege of the floor?
Madam Moderator, I would move that we grant privilege of the floor to all non-commissioners who are participating in the conference.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, you have received the omnibus motion from the mail docket. Is there anything someone wishes to lift out of the omnibus motion before we vote on it? Then can I get a motion to approve the omnibus motion? Second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Is there any new business that needs to come before the presbytery? Nope. Okay. All right. We will now receive the report from the nominating committee.
Madam Moderator, Ralph Carter, Elder Third Presbyterian Church, and Chair of your nominating committee, we are delighted to place before you the names and nomination for various offices on page 12 of the mail docket.
All right. We have the names. Yep, there they are. They're up there for you as well.
Oh, and one more. One more. I forgot.
One more. Okay.
And Val, I have a copy of this for you. For Committee on Ministry, Link Spaulding, Class of 2017. I think we're moving into a season of yes. Even though we're a small committee, we are so gratified at the discernment, the conversations with members of our congregations and pastors. And the discernment is just incredible. And the percentage of those who are able to come to yes is increasing. And for that, we are grateful, given that we are especially a small committee. And the feedback from committees is very positive as well. So we're in a new day, I think. So thank you.
Thank you. So there is a motion from the nominating committee. It does not require a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And I hope you noticed that the first nomination was the election of the moderator-elect, which I am very excited about. So we will now install Kathy as the moderator-elect. The call of Christ is to willing, dedicated discipleship, and our discipleship is a manifestation of the new life we enter through baptism. Discipleship is both a gift and a commitment, an offering and a responsibility. Kathy, the grace bestowed on you in baptism is sufficient for your calling because it is God's grace. By God's grace, we are saved and enabled to grow in the faith and to commit our lives in ways which serve Christ. And God has called you as moderator-elect of the Presbytery of Genesee Valley. So, Kathy, show your purpose by answering these questions. Who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
I will, with God's help.
Do you welcome the responsibility of this service because you are determined to follow the Lord Jesus, to love neighbors, and to work for the reconciling of the world?
I do.
Will you serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love, relying on God's mercy and rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit?
I will, with God's help.
Do you, the members of the Presbytery of Genesee Valley, confirm the call of God to our sister Kathy as moderator-elect in the service of Jesus Christ?
We
will. You support and encourage Kathy in this ministry?
We will.
Let us pray. Faithful God, in baptism you claimed us, and by your Holy Spirit you are working in our lives, empowering us to live a life worthy of our calling. We thank you for leading Kathy to this time and place. Establish her in your truth and guide her by your Holy Spirit, that in your service she may grow in faith and hope and love and be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Kathy, you are installed to service as the moderator-elect of the Presbytery of Genesee Valley. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, we would now be pleased to have the report from our presbytery leader.
Thank you all for your flexibility today. We needed to make a decision quickly and were able to do so, thanks especially to the gracious offer from Gates. I know that in Batavia there's a lot of ham.
Hmm.
And they'll be ready for turkey next week. It was this time last year that we had another meeting that was compressed because of the weather. And we were working on our vision and strategy at that point. And of course now, this was the next time we were going to spend a significant chunk of time living into our vision and strategy. And we're not going to do that today. We will be having open space conversations in which you will have the freedom to join any conversation you would like to and really help us think, feel, and believe our way into our focus, which is vital, healthy, sustainable congregations and leaders. I'm hoping that you did pick up an amendment book today. Yes? Okay. I encourage you to take one and review the proposed amendments that came from General Assembly. At the January meeting, not the March meeting, but the January meeting, we will consider the Belhar Confession and the amendments to the form of government. In preparation for considering adding Belhar to the Book of Confessions, we want to thank our friends at Third Presbyterian Church for inviting Cliff Kirkpatrick, former stated clerk of the Presbyterian Church USA, who served on the Belhar Committee, to spend a weekend with us, weather permitting, of course, January 9th through 11th. The idea is that we learn and dialogue together, and then we are prepared to vote at the January meeting. At the March meeting, we will take action on the amendment to the Directory for Worship, which concerns marriage, and we will have opportunities for education and dialogue prior to that meeting. If, in addition to that, you would like to host a conversation at your church, please be in touch with me, and I will be happy to work on that with you. We have talented resource people who are ready to participate, including our commissioners to the 221st General Assembly. So I know a couple of our churches have already had conversations. I know that there are some scheduled for December as well. So please let me know. As many of you know, I came here from the city of St. Louis, from the Presbytery of Giddings Lovejoy. And on the way here, I heard that they have declared a state of emergency in St. Louis, waiting for what will come from the grand jury. There is a very active Presbyterian Church in Ferguson. There are four more within 5 miles, all of whom are deeply enmeshed in loving their communities. So I really would ask you to keep them in your prayers. The second shooting was 5 blocks away from the Presbytery office. And that's the street I lived on, too. So this is not something that's happening far away. This is something that's happening to our neighbors and to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, we don't know what will happen, but we do know you. And we ask that your spirit of peace and reconciliation be present with and through our brothers and sisters in the Presbytery of Giddings Lovejoy, who are so deeply involved in the communities in and around Ferguson. Lord, looking at that city can only remind us of the racial divisions within our city and within our counties. Call us. Call us away from attitudes and assumptions and presuppositions about the way things are supposed to be. Because we know as we move closer to Advent that what we are awaiting is your kingdom and the Prince of Peace. We pray these things in his name. Amen.
Thank you, Amy. We'd be pleased to hear from our presbyter for pastoral support and development.
I'm Neil Fruit and serve in that way with Presbytery. I've been busy actively connecting with a lot of our new ministers and folks that have come into the Presbytery of late and responding to requests to visit with ministers and commission ruling elders. It's a joy to be able to be in that position. And before I welcome Allison Seed to share about the programs of our church that are of assistance, the assistance program primarily, I want to make sure that you picked up a flyer about the Presbytery Day Apart for February 12th. That's really a popular gathering. The last 2 years, Clergy Care Committee has developed that. And this year, Dr. Rebecca Letterman will be our leader and will be focusing on our own personal Lent and an awareness of the presence of God in our lives. So I think that's something that please be aware of and consider coming to. It's at the Mercy Spirituality Center. So a lot of other types of things could report on, but I want to give this an opportunity for our Board of Pensions representative to our presbytery, Reverend Allison Seed, who's been very attentive to us in the last, since she's been in this role. We appreciate it. She'll make some comments about the presbytery dues and how we understand that and how that's coming along, as well as to share, we hopefully will be able to say a little video about the assistance program and comments about that. It's been a real blessing to us. Allison.
Madam Moderator, I hope you'll allow me to make a fool of myself at the beginning of my report. It's good to be here. And I have to tell you, when I'm here in the Genesee Valley in western New York, driving around, I always get a flashback to my childhood when I'm on the highway and I see a little green sign. You might know the sign I'm thinking of. And I was driving to the Rochester Airport on Saturday, coming from the Geneva Presbytery, where I got to spend some time with some of your members here. I saw that little green sign, and it makes me start to sing one of the songs I learned in elementary school music. I bet you can guess which one. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you ever navigated on the Erie Canal. And that part, I sang it as I was driving to the Rochester Airport, and I thought of that part, you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, because I feel like you all are my neighbors in Christ. And I feel that every time I come here, which always seems to be officially at the November meeting of Presbyterians. So it is good to be here, reminding me of one of my favorite words from one of my favorite Presbyterian theologians, Fred Rogers, and I'll paraphrase. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's a beautiful but snowy day here in Rochester, and it's good to be here. I do want to give you a few updates. The first is on the Call to Health program, a way that we're recognizing that we are truly a unity, body, soul, and spirit, and a unity in community. In 2015, the medical deductibles are going up to 1.5% of effective salary unless you participated in the Call to Health program by taking certain health actions to reduce your deductible for yourself and family to 1%. Now, we're pleased with the initial response. We had 54% of our members have annual physical exams. Now, we've never had that percentage before. The highest we've managed have been from our female members of about 44%, and our male members about 28%. So if you see we got both together at 54, that is tremendous. We're happy about that. The program is going to be continuing for 2016, and you can start taking your health actions now if you didn't participate before, and even if you did, starting now. And we will have some additional choices, including getting a dental exam and having nutritional counseling. And you'll be getting something in the mail about that very shortly. I have to say that there were bugs in the program about getting things recorded through Active Health,